Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. Have you ever wondered how the heck do some of these men and women, those entrepreneurs making the big bucks, do it all? How the heck are they home for dinner? How the heck are they present with their family? How are they not overweight and overstressed? The answer is the Perfect Week Formula, the book that I wrote last year. But since then, we have actually upgraded it with three brand new secrets that are going to help you improve your personal mastery, your leadership, and even your time management. Hi, I'm Craig Ballantyne, host of the Early to Rise radio show and the author of The Perfect Week Formula, which you can get a free copy of at perfectweekformula.com. And I'm also the author of The Perfect Day Formula, which helps you get control of your days. But of course, there's more than one day per week, Craig Ballantyne. There are 7 days in the week, which is why we wrote the follow-up book. And it was designed around entrepreneurs like Bedros Koulian, who have 2 8-figure businesses and still get home on time for dinner. So you're going to learn so much in this episode. Can't wait to dive in and upgrade you. So if you are not familiar with Perfect Week Formula, I'm going to give you a summary, but I'm going to include these advanced options, this advanced information as I go through it. And if it's been a while since you've read the book, well, this is going to be a great refresher to help you because you've probably forgotten about some of the big ideas here. And I had one gentleman who is making millions of dollars. He has a multi-million euro business over in Europe, of course. And I gave him a piece of advice this week on a coaching call, 2 pieces of advice actually, that have made his days 3 times more productive, and he was already getting a ton done. The first thing you need to do when building your perfect week formula is grab a piece of paper, blank paper, and put Monday through Sunday across the top, and then give yourself 7 blocks down the bottom. So you're going to have a 7x7 grid, and it starts when you wake up. Every block is about 2 hours, and you're going to use those time blocks to get more done than if you were to try and switch activities every 30 minutes. So that is the first big breakthrough. If you are not doing singularity blocks, then you are really missing out. You're losing so much time in transition. The transition time is a killer. Just like it is for a lot of professional triathletes, that transition time between the swim to the bike to the run, that's what kills people. That's what separates the professionals from the amateurs. And it's a similar way in our days. And I learned this the hard way. So when I was doing the 200, 250 podcasts per year to promote my first book, The Perfect Day Formula, I would be in the middle of something and then I'd be, oh man, I got a podcast at like 2 o'clock. And it'd be like, okay, about 1:30, I start thinking about it. 1:45, I got to stop my work. I might be in the middle of flow and I'd have to stop my work and then kind of like set up the microphone and make sure the audio is good and then blah, blah, blah. And then kind of, you know, and then it's like 1:56 and you're kind of like sitting there, you know, twiddling your thumbs and all that sort of stuff. And then finally the person comes on at like 2:02 and they're like, I'm sorry, I'm late. I'm like, yeah, you know, my time's not worth anything or anything. And then, you know, like let's say they booked an hour for the podcast. You do 50 minutes, chit chat at the end. Then the time it takes you to get back into another activity, you are losing at least 1.5 hours, if not 2 hours, to do a 45-minute podcast. The transition time will kill you. So then I decided, you know what? I'm just going to do all these things back to back. People have to do them in 30 minutes. Singularity blocks. I'm going to do singularity blocks of my copywriting in the morning. I'm going to do singularity blocks of self-care during the day. You know, at lunchtime, I'm going to do my workouts. I'm going to do my reading. I'm going to have lunch. I'm going to do it all in a block. I'm not going to try and do reading here and there. And then with my coaching clients, they were saying, oh, I was doing 30 minutes of personal development and 30 minutes of copywriting and 30 minutes of this and 30 minutes of that. I go, no. On one day, you do all your personal development. Then the next day, you do all your copywriting. Then your third day, you do all your reading or whatever. Then back to personal development. And you'll get more done in a 90-minute block than you will in a 30-minute block 5 days a week. If you do, you know, 2 90-minute blocks is better than 5 or 6 30-minute blocks per week. I know it. I've seen it time and time again. So if you are losing your days to what I call death by a thousand cuts of transition time, you need to start doing singularity blocks. And again, there's nothing wrong with doing only administration on one day of the week. So maybe you do 4 or 5 hours of it so that you don't do an hour of it every day, which really means 2 hours of it every day so that you cut the time in half. And yeah, I want to give a shout out to Dan Sullivan of Strategic Coach, who has these things called free days, focus days, and buffer days. I don't love it. I was in the program, didn't love it, thought, you know, singularity half days, singularity days, much better for my brain and much better for my clients' brains as well. A little more fast-paced world, and you know, if a real estate investor, an agent has to do a lot of showings, it's just not working on the other way. So singularity blocks. Look at your schedule right now and look at what you're doing for 30 minutes daily that can be lumped into a 90-minute session once or twice per week. You'll get more out of it. And when I was a personal trainer and I was trying to build my online business an hour a day, actually it was 30 minutes in the morning, 30 minutes at night, when I finally got a Thursday afternoon singularity block, that's when my business went exponential. So I know it and I want to share it with you. So that's the first thing that you must add to your perfect week formula if you want to take it from a 9 out of 10 to a 9.9 out of 10. All right. So now you've got the blocks. You got the blocks, you got the days, you got the 7x7 grid. Remember the magic words for the perfect week formula. The whole system is to build your business around your life and not your life around your business. Build your business around your life and not your life around your business. What does that mean, Mr. Ballantyne? Well, it means that what you want to do is that you want to fit your life on that empty grid right now before you start putting in all the work, all the meetings, all the overtime. No, put boundaries in place. Put your date night on there. As if you've read the book, you know, the first story I tell is how Bedros has date night every Wednesday at 5 o'clock. And if he has date night at 5 o'clock and he runs two businesses with over 55 employees, you better believe that Wednesday is dialed in, right? But if you don't have anything planned at night, you've all had these days where it's like, I don't have anything planned at night. Maybe the kids are at a sleepover. Maybe, you know, the partner is, or the spouse is off doing their own thing. Well, just work. And the work fills the void. But if there are boundaries in place because you put your life on the calendar first, then you stay out of trouble, you stay out of overwork, you stay out of anxiety, you stay out of burnout. And if you are filling the void with work, well, you need a more exciting life, don't you? You need to plan fun, you need to plan exercise, you need to plan family time, you need to plan that trip to your mom's for dinner, you need to plan that stuff. Put it on the calendar first and then build your business around that. You want a massage on Thursday afternoon? You want to go to the movies on Wednesday afternoon? You want to do this? You want to do that? It's missing from your life. You put it on the calendar first. And just like the trip to your accountant or, you know, getting your taxes done or having that call with your lawyer, those things are non-negotiable. And you put these personal things on your calendar as non-negotiables. Like you can't push off date night. If it's on the calendar, you plan around it. And you build your business around your life and not your life around your business. It's a game changer. So put all those things on. Workouts, because you're missing them in life and your health is suffering and your energy is suffering. Your creativity is suffering if you don't have your workouts. I'm getting this done before my workout at 11 o'clock in the morning because I don't work out before then. We always do the work in the morning, then reward ourselves. And I'm going to get an energy boost, be creative in the afternoon. Same thing for you. So you put that on there, you put your massage on there, you put your recovery on there, you put your date night on there, you put your family time on there, your family movie night, your device free time, all of that, your Sunday morning weekly review and weekly planning, all goes on the calendar first. And now you look at it and you go, oh, the box is a whole lot smaller than it was before. Well, let me make that box even smaller. You know that you need to get more sleep. You're not sleeping enough. So the next thing that goes on that blank grid is your bedtime. Your bedtime is magical because if you're not getting up on time in the morning, if you're hitting snooze, it's not because you're weak and hit snooze. It's because you're not getting enough sleep because you didn't get to bed on time the night before. How do you get to bed on time? Put another line above your bedtime an hour before. That's your reverse alarm time. And if you want to go to bed at 11 o'clock, and right now you're getting bed at 11:30 or 12 o'clock, You put the reverse alarm on your calendar at 10 o'clock, and then you put it into your phone. Alarm goes off at 10 o'clock at night, and you shut down all your electronics. And when you do that, all of a sudden, you're left with fewer activities that will keep you up. You'll start to read. You'll fall asleep. You'll have a bath. You know, and that helps you fall asleep. Maybe you'll make your lunches. Maybe you talk to your kids, talk to your spouse. Do stuff that is old school, no electronics, and you will get to bed on time, which then means you can get up on time and not hit snooze and get in to your farm boy morning routine, which will make you a lot of money and save you a lot of time. And we'll get to that in a moment. But before we do, we're going to put another line on the calendar. Oh, and one more thing I want to say about sleep is if you go to bed at the same time every night and you get up at the same time every day, this will give you so much all day energy. And I know it sounds boring and I resisted it from age 25 to age 32. But today, Michelle and I happily go to bed at 8 o'clock at night. And we get up early in the morning. I get up a little earlier than she does. I get up around 3:57 a.m. She gets up around 5 or 5:30. And we're rested and we're happy and it works. Now, you don't have to get up early in the morning like we do. It's not about the hour that you get up. It's not about the hour that you go to bed. It's what you do with the hours that you are up out of bed. And so if you want to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and go to bed at midnight, fine, if that works for your schedule. I don't care if you are an early bird, if you're a night owl, the system, the processes, the plan, it will work for you. And you may have heard me talk about Joel Marion, the man who built a $100 million supplement company between the hours of 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. That was his magic time. And he crushed it. Now, he doesn't do it anymore because he knows it's not the best thing for his health and his body. And his, you know, obviously it kind of messes up your parenting when you go to bed at 4 o'clock in the morning. But he was able to do it. He still followed my system. So that's what I want you to understand. It's not about the hour that you get up. It's about what you do with the hours that you are up. But you need to go to bed at the same time every day and get up at the same time every morning because it will give you all day energy. Now, the next line you need to put on that 7x7 grid is your cutoff time. Your cutoff time for the end of your day. When are you going to shut down that phone? When are you going to do your planning for the next day? And when are you going to say, no more work? It's time to be present with my family. For me, it's 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And usually it's 5 or 5:30. And I'll just go put the phone in airplane mode, put it beside my bed. The alarm's set. I don't even play with that thing for the next 2 hours. So it's easy for me. I've been practicing it. I have public accountability. I've shared it with the world, which now if people catch me on late at night, they go, hey, mister, I thought you said, are you a liar? Are you a hypocrite? I'm like, no, I'm not. But I need that kick in the butt. Thank you very much. Now, of course, that doesn't happen because I don't want to be called those names. And the public accountability is key. So think about yourself. What time of day are you going to end your work and then get into my three-step planning for the next day, which is the brain dump that I talk about in the book. I've talked about many times in my podcast. You can use our perfect day kit. You can use a scrap piece of paper. You do the brain dump. Then you move to your priority to-do list. Because if you're doing your to-do list in the morning, you're already too late. Daniel Pink in his book, When, says, in the morning, we have the greatest willpower, discipline, and intention. DWI, discipline, willpower, intention. You want to get a DWI in the morning, discipline, willpower, intention. You don't want a DWI at night, that's for sure. And so you get that DWI in the morning. And if you're making your to-do list and planning your day when you have the greatest discipline, willpower, and intention, you may as well be blowing up balloons. Like you're just totally wasting your time. So you do your planning the night before. You go, okay, listen, I'm going to try and do like, I want to do all these things, get out in the brain dump. And you go, I can't do all those things at once. So what's the most important thing? It goes up at the top. And then you wake up in the morning, you GSD, MIT, ASAP. GSD, get stuff done on your most important task, ASAP. You GSD on your RGA, your revenue generating activities, ASAP. You GSD on your NUI work, ASAP, non-urgent important work. I'll talk about that in a moment. That's the way it is. Now, how the heck do you do that? After you've done your priority to-do list at cutoff time, you do a little bit of process planning. So let's say you got to wake up and you got to write a sales script, or you got to practice a PowerPoint presentation, or you have to review your sales script for your phone calls, or you have to prepare for meetings with your team, or you have to write Facebook ads. You get up in the morning, and if you aren't fully prepared the night before, it's going to be tough to get into it. You might procrastinate. So we do this little process planning. If you have to create a PowerPoint presentation first thing in the morning for your big meeting, open up PowerPoint right now before you cut it off for the day. Put a couple of bullet points in there. Now your brain is going to work overnight. The subconscious mind will come up with ideas. Plus, you'll wake up in the morning and half done is half begun, as good old Mary Poppins once said. Half done is half begun. So seed that the night before. Your brain will work on it overnight. Cool story. If you haven't heard me tell this, everyone knows Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, an amazing book, sold tens of millions of copies. But as a legend has it, as told by Earl Nightingale, up until a few hours before he had to turn in the final copy of the book, Napoleon Hill's title was Use Your Noodle to Get the Boodle. All right, not a great name, obviously. And so he went and had a nap, and his subconscious mind came up with Think and Grow Rich. Now, that's the legend, and I hope it's true, because it's a great story about the power of your subconscious mind. And if you give yourself a little bit of process planning the night before, your brain will do the work. I've had days where I was like, okay, tomorrow I'm going to write chapter 2 for my book, and here's the bullet points. Great. I'm going to go to bed. I woke up the next morning and 1,500 words poured out of me like a fire hose, and I wrote that chapter in like 30 or 45 minutes, as fast as I could type. It's a game changer when you do that cutoff planning time, those three steps. This is also where you can do little rituals to put your phone away. I've got my public accountability, put it beside the bed. If you have young children, you can say, hey, let's put mommy or daddy's phone in the phone bed so that you don't play with it in front of them and you're present with your kids. That's a game changer. Those 20 or 30 minutes where they get all the time with you, then they'll be like, oh, thanks, daddy. And then they'll go off and play, do something else. You can go back to your phone if you must. You know, especially if it's like 4 or 4:30, maybe do a little bit more work. Like Sheryl Sandberg from the COO of Facebook did that. When her husband was still alive, they would go home 5 o'clock for dinner every night. And then she would work after, he would work after, but they were always present with their children at dinner because that was what was important to them. And that's what all of these rules and systems and strategies are for. So you can be present. Now, next, after we have put all these boundaries on, we want to talk about your morning routine. The millionaire morning routine gets us to work as quickly as possible. We GSD on our MIT ASAP. Just remember that. Every single morning when you wake up, you should say GSD MIT ASAP and get to it. Now, of course, we're still going to do some self-care, meditation, exercise, reading the Bible, whatever it is important to you. But if those things matter to you, you will always make time for them throughout the day. But it's very difficult for our brains to make time for the hardest task later on in the day because we lose our discipline, willpower, and intention over the course of the day. I know, right? You're sitting there going, yeah, there's so many times I woke up, said, I'm going to do this. Oh, maybe I'll do this after I do this. Just let me check my email. Let me check Facebook. You know, let me do some YouTube motivational videos. You go down the rabbit hole and they're like, oh my gosh, I got to get the kids to school. And oh, and then you get to work and all these calls come in and you're like, oh, I still got to do that thing. And it's like 6 o'clock at night. And you're like, oh, I never got that thing done. I guess I'll do it tomorrow. And that goes on for how many days in a row? How many days? 11, 14? You just quit on the project sometimes. I can't let you do that. So that's why we plan the day that way. And we get up in the morning and we, as quickly as possible, go from getting out of bed to working on our number one task. Now, for some people like me, that is get up, go into the other room, sneak out of bed so I don't wake up Michelle, go in the other room, I hydrate, I drink about a liter of hydrators, immunity stuff, immunity shot from Bedros's company, Trulene, a bunch of water. And then I do a 5-minute breathing exercise and I get to work. And I write. I write for sometimes 60 minutes, sometimes 90 minutes. You know, today I wrote for 2 hours for a newsletter for my clients. You know, it depends, but I get right to it. Now, it might be that you wake up at 6:30, you do some breathing exercises, you drink lots of water, the kids get out of bed, you have a coffee, you have a little bit of breakfast with them, and then you get them off to school or homeschooling or whatever, and then you either go to your office at home or you go to your work, wherever, and you get right to it. Maybe you get up and you do some reading. I prefer you got right to it, but maybe you do some reading. Maybe you do your Bible study, and then you get right to your work. But let's get to work as soon as possible on your non-urgent important work. Non-urgent important work is the stuff that can wait until tomorrow. But the longer you wait on it, the less impact it will have on your life, right? Like for me, writing a book and writing my sales letters, they didn't have to be done today. But if I didn't write them, I wouldn't have had life-changing moments. I know it's very easy to get caught up in the urgent and important. As a gym owner, I have 3 gyms. One of them's in South Carolina. Well, 2 of them are, and one of them's in Charleston. And the air conditioning in Charleston has gone out twice in the last couple of summers. Now, it's urgent and important to fix that. But it's also important for me to write my books. And so if I spent my entire life fixing air conditioning and getting back to clients and, you know, checking email and, you know, seeing who won the Lakers game last night, that's important. That's urgent. Can't wait. Well, if you let those things get in the way of your non-urgent important work, writing the book, writing the things that are going to leave a legacy for your life, you'll never get ahead. So you get to work, your GSD on your MIT, your NUI, your revenue generating activities, and you have to make the decision on what's most important for you first thing in the morning, and you get to it, and you get to it. Some people may even have to do exercise first thing in the morning because they have enough money, their kids are off to college, but they're overweight, they're 55 years old, they've sacrificed their health over the last 20 or 30 years to build financial freedom. Now they've got it, but their health, they don't love exercise. If they don't do it first thing in the morning, they won't do it. And sometimes that's what you have to do. That's your most important task. But in most cases, for everybody listening, we are in a season of wealth building and we're not getting the important tasks done and we must do it first thing in the morning. And that's where your singularity blocks come in. You can also do some, you know, one day it's copywriting, one day it's, you know, this, one day it's that. As long as you have that time blocked off and you get to work when you have the greatest willpower, discipline, intention, and you work on the thing that requires the greatest energy and discipline. All right, so get after it. Now we're finally looking at the day, right? We're finally looking at the day. Oh, by the way, I encourage you to do that on Saturday morning as well. Saturday morning when no one's bothering you, you can crush it. You can get another 8-hour workday in 2 hours. Russell Brunson said that in one of these podcasts. It was one of his marketing and cars podcasts, like back in 2017, episode 222. And you may have seen the Facebook ad that we're running these days with his quote, but he was getting an 8-hour workday done in 2 hours during his funnel building before he had to go to the office and do all these meetings. Just classic non-urgent important work that he was getting done in the morning, and now he wasn't staying up until 2 o'clock every night. Much better for his health to get up earlier. So we have all these things in place. Oh my goodness, now you're gonna go crush it. Now you're gonna go crush it. Just like Gary Vee says, but you're not gonna work as much as Gary Vee. God bless him. And so now we can look at your days. And here's where I wanna get into another thing that most people overlook. If you are an entrepreneur, or even if you're not, you still have this approach that you must take. Not every day has to look the same. Some of my clients absolutely love the idea of front loading the week, working 10 or 11 hours on Monday so that they can work 4 hours or take Friday off. You know, just work 4 hours on Friday or take it off. I don't take any administrative meetings, calls, or podcast requests or anything on Fridays. I have the entire day free to think because I do all my leadership meetings on Monday, 6 or 7 hours worth. And then I do all my calls on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoon, write all Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning. And then I have all Friday to think. And then I write again on Saturday morning. And I do a podcast on Saturday morning. That's my system. It's true freedom to me. And I front load the week with the calls. So I do want to get into a little bit of leadership here, which is the second strategy that I didn't dive deeply into in the book. And I'm going to steal a little bit of from my good friend, one of my best friends, Bedros Koulian, who writes in Man Up that leadership is the problem and leadership is the solution. So if you are an entrepreneur, even if you just want to be a better mother or father, leadership is a problem. You're not leading your family properly, not leading your business properly. If you're working too much, if you're not coming up with new and big ideas, if you are the bottleneck in your business and lacking breakthroughs, it's because of your lack of leadership. You know, most of us, we started out as these one-person shows. We put all the work on our back and suffered in silence. And then we hired a couple of helpers, but we were a boss. We were top down, ordering them around. But good leadership is putting yourself at the bottom, becoming a servant leader, hiring great people, asking them for help, supporting them, giving them an environment in which to flourish. And when you do that, you'll make more money. You'll have a little bit of a different work schedule because it will require more coaching of your team members, but you actually make more money and you'll be less of a doer. And Steve Jobs once said this great quote, "We don't hire great people to tell them what to do. We hire great people so they tell us what to do." And yet if the difference, one of the biggest differences between a boss and a leader is the leadership, leaders get told what to do. They get feedback from their team. It's bottom up. Whereas bad leaders are bosses and it's top down and they don't take feedback. And you just tell great people what to do and they either become good people instead of great people or they leave. So if you want to solve your problems, you have to hire smart people and have great meetings with them. You need to be the coach of the team. Don't try and be the star player. You're Phil Knight. You're not Michael Jordan. You want to have Michael Jordans and Kobe's and Shaq's on your team. But you, even if you went on the court and you took the basketball and you slam dunk something, points wouldn't count because you are not allowed to play the game. That's great leadership, right? The CEO of Salesforce is not out manning the phones selling stuff. Yet that company is a big company. Tim Cook is not designing iPhones. He's not putting them together. He's not even running the marketing, right? He's got great people around him. He's leading those people. So success in leadership is all about the cadence and quality of meetings with your team. We have a program at Early to Rise. It's called Management Rhythms Blueprint. It has changed my life. It was created by Matt Smith, my business partner, who I talked about in a recent podcast. And we have a couple of meetings in it. The first one is called the Goal Set and Review Meeting. One-on-one meetings with key team members, 20 to 30 minutes. You have them with your assistant, your marketing manager, your head of coaching, your salesperson, whatever it is. And these will be done using the goal set and review meeting structure. I don't have time for it here. I'm not even an expert in it yet because Matt is and he taught it to me. But it allows our superstars to flourish. Then we have the big team meeting. After the one-on-ones, we finish up with a 30 to 45 minute weekly alignment meeting. And we start with team celebrations. We celebrate one another. Then we go to personal victories where we celebrate a personal victory from our life so that everybody gets to know one another on a better level. Each one of these takes like 5 minutes. Then we get into tasks done and completed and tasks not done where we need help. Then we get into here's what we're doing this week and where we need help. And then we have general discussion where we talk about everything in my business, revenue, what's working, what's not working, where I need help. And I facilitate the discussion to get ideas from other people. And Bedros's immunity supplement that he is selling now, he's selling like $100,000 worth a day on Amazon. It was from one of his meetings where one of the newest team members suggested it. And he is a great leader. He takes advice from his team. They see the blind spots for him. And that's what will happen when you become a great leader. So my Monday is front loaded with it. If you want to be a great leader in your business, you must have a front-loaded Monday with meetings. Everybody needs coaching on Monday. So do it then. Get everybody aligned. Now, we also have another meeting that we do every day called the War Room Meeting, which is our marketing meeting where we go over Facebook ads. And man, we've had tremendous success this year with the Millionaire Morning Routine. We're spending a few thousand dollars a day making twice as much, getting hundreds of customers. It's a game changer for our business because we started doing these war room meetings around the Millionaire Morning Routine because it is my life's work. I want to get to you. So understand you do not have all the good ideas. Your team has the ideas and they're going to bring them to you and it's going to lift the business up. And if you want to flip this on the family side, so many successful families that I coach have Sunday evening or Sunday morning family meetings. It can be run just like this. Get everybody aligned. Get everybody knowing the schedules. Get everybody understanding what everybody else is going through. It's powerful, powerful stuff. It's, you know what? Teams and great contributions and great leadership. It's how we put men on the moon, how we won World War II, and how every sports team has won every championship. So yes, it will work for you. Your business is not different. Get that leadership in there. Now, the last thing I'll say is with the perfect week formula is making sure you have personal mastery of your habits So if you want a new habit in place and you want to remove a bad habit, what you need to do is remove all the temptations, destroy all the distractions, so it makes it very hard to perform the bad habit. If it's pornography online, you got to put up blockers on your computer. You got to get accountability for it. If it's eating junk, you got to get the junk out of the house. And then you replace that with good habits. You replace the junk with healthy foods. And then you get accountability. And you stick to it every single day. You don't do a good habit for 6 days and then you take a day off. You don't sleep and get up at the same time every day for five days and then sleep in on weekends. You'll never stick to the morning wake up time. You'll always be hitting the snooze button during the week. You must be doing it 7 days a week, and not just for 3 weeks. It's not a 21 day habit change. It's at least 8 weeks. Get that in there. Get the 56, 60 days, whatever it is. Get that habit dialed in and then on to the next one. Another thing you need to do is you need to have a diet uniform. Bedros and I, we eat differently, but we both eat the same foods every day. Same breakfast for me, same breakfast for him. He has this Icon Meals that he uses and gets their meals every single day. He has six of them. He just eats the same thing. And we have great energy. We have great time management. We have great body composition, great health, all because we have our diet formulas in place. So you need to experiment with your diet. You need to get a nutritionist if you need it. You will lose weight. You'll feel great. People will see you leading from the front, and it will help you stick to all of the changes in your week. And then finally, you must push hard on cutoffs. Cutoffs are key for personal mastery because it's that late day that determines tomorrow morning, and tomorrow morning determines the entire day, which determines whether or not you will have a late day. So if you go off your plan for eating at night and you go off your plan for your phone at night and you give into temptation and have too much alcohol, too much sugar, and you don't sleep well at night, you're going to hit the snooze in the morning. You're going to be behind on your NUI work. You're not going to GSD, MIT, ASAP. You're going to be behind. You're going to be snappy and snarky because of it. And then you're going to be staying late and eating bad the next night. And the cycle continues and gets worse on weekends. So it's up to you now to decide what kind of legacy you want to have, what kind of life you want to lead. There's still a lot of fun in our lives. Bedros and I have a great time. We have a great time at work. We have a great time at home. We have a great time when we do go out for dinner. We have just great times because we love what we do. We've built the business around our life and not a life around our business. But our business is also a great part of our life because we're impacting people like you. And I get your emails and I hear about how I've helped you write the first chapter of your book or finish that online course or lose that 50 pounds. I mean, I've helped hundreds of thousands of people change their physiques in my first business, Turbulence Training, and I still get emails about that today. Heck, I have one video that's been watched 5 million times this year on YouTube for workouts. Living this life, having this legacy, you know, it doesn't come because I tried to fit something in somewhere. I didn't find time. I made time for what matters. And I'm going to make time for you with this podcast. So that's the Perfect Week Formula 2.0 with these upgraded systems that are going to help you live the life of your dreams, my friend. And I want to hear from you. Go to Real Craig Ballantyne on Instagram and drop me a line. Send us a message at support@earlytorise.com. And if you want to be like Bedros, and if you want to have an eight-figure business with a great family and with great body composition and incredible energy and be a great leader, then go to craigballantyne.com. Apply to coaching with me. And I can't wait to work with you and take you to the next level. Man, this is so much fun. This is the life that I have built, and I can't wait for you to be a part of it. We'll talk to you soon.